the shtel on, I want to first mention l'chora an interesting small l'chora seemingly, but it's a very, I want to build on it a bit to expand. The Meshech Chochma says that at the end of Makas Tzfardeya, the Pasuk says, V'soru ha-tzfar dimimcho umibatecho umiyavodecho umiyamecho rak ba-yo'or tisho arno. The Pasuk emphasizes the Tzfardim, the Makas Tzfardim, wasn't that they existed. The Makas Tzfardim was that they invaded the Tanurim, Mishkovcha, they were everywhere. They didn't let them live. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzfardim, they'll leave you, and they'll only be in the Yor. What's the emphasis of Rak Bayor Tisharana, which we don't have by other Makris? They all died. Minabatim, Minachatzeris, Minasodois. But a lot of the other ones, they went to the Yor. What's the emphasis on them going to the Yor? Says the Meshech Chochma, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Klal Yisrael, the Mitzrayim, to teach the world a lesson how real HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim are. It's not that when the Makkah was over, just like they came miraculously, they got created miraculously. Talat Tzfardeya, 2 days in the Gemara, how they came. One Rashi brings that there was once Tzfardeya, and they were makeh it, and as it was, they were makeh the Tzfardeya, nechilim of Tzfardim came out. You had a miraculous creation of millions of Tzfardim coming out from this one Tzfardeya who they were whacking. As much as they whacked it, boom, millions of Tzfardim just shooting all over. Now, the Chartumim also created Tzfardim. Now, when the Tzfardim and the Chartumim were gone, they were just gone. The Tzfardim created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzfardim that were created, Vatala Tzfardeya, when they died, it was Vaktiva Sha'aretz. It was a horrific stench, and it was a Virak Bayar Tisharna. A lot of them went to the Yar. The Yar was flooded. Suddenly the Yar got Tzfardim. They were flooded with Tzfardim, these new Tzfardim, and they stayed on. The descendants of those Tzfardim are still today, you know, off in Mitzrayim, in the Nilus. They didn't die. Says the Meshech Chochma, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes. He wanted to show the difference between the Nes and Kadosh Baruch Hu is real. It's standing. The Makkah was over, so as much as the Makkah had to be over, Ba'amcho, Ba'amecho, Ativa Sha'aretz. As much not, Ba'yoriti Sha'arna. They stayed in the Yor. And they're probably still the effect of it, descendants of those Tzfardim, very possibly are still over today. They definitely were there back then, Ba'yoriti Sha'arna. It's a real Bria. It brings to realize something, which these parashiyos and the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in order to teach us the Mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To teach us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzias and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control over nature, and nature being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature. The Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. If we'll stop and think about it, the miraculous Tzfardim, who just got created from our whoops, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vatala Tzfardeya, and it's seemingly everlasting, is no different than the whole Bria itself. Look at the world around you. The Yisoid of Emunah in Yiddishkeit is that the Bria is a Bria of Yesh Me'ayin. The whole Bria, when you look at the sun, you look at the moon, stars. The whole mitzias of the world, every single and every reality that exists, came about in being from an absolute nes. If you think about it, it's a new way of looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world yesh me'ayin. Something from nothingness. What does nothingness mean? Nothing. Ki hu zeh, there was nothing. The whole Bria is a metzias. B'dvar Hashem shamayim nasu u'buruach piv kol tzva'om. Ku omar vayehi. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, and it became. The creation of the world, every actual reality that exists, was a bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yesh Me'ayin, from nothingness. The existence of everything that exists is a miraculous existence, which came from a nothingness. If we stop and think about it, there's nothing greater than the nes of the Tzfardim that were just created by Fatala Tzfardeya, than the whole Bria itself. And that's part of the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Makos for, and for us to learn today, to live, to realize this Metzias. The Bria is a Yesh Me'ayin. Now, in this Bria of Yesh Me'ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously is machzik it and upholds this Bria. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's continuous interfering and continuously giving it chiyus that has it everlasting. And since the Bria is Yesh Me'ayin, says the Rambam in Moira, once we appreciate the idea, we realize that's the yesod of all the Nisim. Because it's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's... All the Teva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu making it be there the whole time. It's the appreciation of Yesh Me'ayin, the more you think about it, is the understanding and the underpinnings behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach in the world and the whole Metzias of every existence. It's the underpinnings behind understanding Hashgach HaPratis and understanding how everything can change. Because there's nothing which is Be'etzem absolute that stands on its own. There's no substance that's an actual substance that was there, so to speak, beforehand. And Kadosh Baruch Hu dealt with it and made something from that. No. The whole Metzias, everything to begin with, is Me'ayin, from nothingness. It's all miraculous. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that the beginning of the Bria was Yesh Me'ayin, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing with it the whole time as he's doing with it. But he's in the full control as he's the creator, and it's an ongoing creation. As the Pasuk says, Lo oise oirem gedoidem ki lo ilam chasdoi. What is lo oise oirem gedoidem? An illusion of presence saying. It's not asher oso esama oireis. When we make a bracha every morning, Yoitzer Hamo'eris Lashon present. Why? Because as we say in the bracha every morning in davening, Hamachadish betuvay b'chol yom tomid ma'asei bereishis. The ma'asei bereishis, as the Nefesh HaChaim explains that bracha, is an ongoing bria. That Yesh Me'ayin is continuously being nivra by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar says that that's the pshat in the words Lo'olam Hashem Dvor Chonitzav Bashomayim. It's the Dvar Hashem which is Oymeg Lo'olam, which gives everlasting kiyum, continuously kiyum, to the world. The world is, so to speak, ever is being created the whole time anew. It's, in theory, we can when we appreciate Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Me'ayin, we can understand that. That's the Yesod of the Rambam and Moira. Visualizing it, once we grew up knowing the world of atomic energy, it visualizes it so much stronger when we come to realize that every mashu of substance is some, it all breaks down into small atoms, and each atom is the atomic energy which the whole time is giving that existence, the whole time its existence. You have the every atom is in its miraculous way, which scientists still can't figure out how and what keeps the atom all together, but that every mitzias of substance is continuously with its energy holding itself in place. But I'm saying that's only just to visualize it a bit easier. But that's totally besides the point. Just comes to show the it visualizes easier to understand how all substances are seemingly one shtikel chiddush, tremendous chiddush. But that's mechadish b'tuva b'chol yom tomid. It's a continuous bria, and it's out to change when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to change it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants not to change it, it won't change. Chok nosan v'lo yava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with tremendous chokhma, and he wants to continue that chokhma way in the bria, and that's the ongoing mahalach of teva. But the basis of Nisan is, as the Rambam says in Moreh Ravaita, because everything is a Yeshmi Ay, and it's in continuous existence. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu changes that existence. Now, just like that's true regarding the Bria, Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Makis teach us another Yesod. There's three Yesodis, which are all one in real, but the Meshech Chochma, others point out in the Makis, some of the Makis come to teach on one level Ani Hashem, I'm the creator, everything is from me, that there is a Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another aspect of Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgocha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mashgiach in the underpinnings and how and what things happen in the world. That everything happens, there's a purpose behind everything. There's a reason behind everything. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hands on. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to prove a point, he makes a makkah. He wants to teach a lesson, he makes a makkah. The lesson is over, he takes away the makkah. Hashgocha Pratis. Kani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz, as the Pasuk says. That's some of the makkahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgochas Bekerev Ha'aretz. And Ad Kedei Kach, being mavdil between who's a b'chor, who's not a b'chor, which behema had a Maisa Kinyan done, Kedas V'chadin, by a Jew, which blood was paid for by a goy, which behema is shayach to who, what, it's all showing the detailed Hashgoch of the Kodesh Baruch on the details of everything going on in this world. The third Nakuda is the Nakuda of the Yecholus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nothing stands in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Almighty. Ke'ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. Now, the yesod of that all is one. Yesh mi'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boire. V'yesh mi'ayin. That's the Rambam the Moir. That all the Shiroshim come back to this Yesod. Now, then obviously there's a purpose. There's a Tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzim from the Nivroim. He revealed himself. He was Megal himself to us. What he expects from us. And according to that, He deals with the world. He teaches lessons. And he's mashgiach bashgocha protis to make those lessons clear. I want to start on another nekuda. Very basic nekuda of this week's parasha. Seemingly, throughout the Makos, it seems that the purpose of the Makos is to teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and his involvement in the world. Schar v'oinish, all of the above, which we spoke about. Someone might ask, that there's a Rambam. The Rambam in Yisoid HaTorah says that the Yisod of our Emunah is not based on the Nisim. Of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because someone who's Emunah is based on Nisim, his Emunah is weak, says the Rambam. Maybe it was done by Kishuv, maybe Balat. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved it. And that was with the Chartumim trying and not succeeding. Etzba Elokim hi. Okay. But the Rambam says it's still weak. Says not, that's not the Yesod of the Emunah. Says the Rambam, what is the Yesod of the Emunah? Perek Chesel Chisus Yedatel. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo ha'aminu bo Yisrael mepnei ha'oseis sha'asa. This is the Rambam. It might sound a little not so frum, not so religious. Sha'amamin al pi ha'oseis, says the Rambam, yesh bili bo yidoifi. She'ef she she'yase ha'ois b'loitu b'kishuv. That wasn't the purpose. Moshe Bamidbor. So those want to say Midbor. Which is true. He's referring to he says that there was a need for it. The problem with the Mitzrim had to be taken care of. Ripped the yam. Sank the Mitzrim. Tzarachnu l'mozen, we needed food. Hired l'nu samon. Tzamu, Kaiso became thirsty. Boka lohen eso even. Split the stone. Enough water for Gans Kalai Yisrael. Kofru boy Adas Koyrach. Ooh. There's a problem with Adas Koyrach. Making kfira. Bola oisana oretz. V'chein shar kol oises. Ubameheh minu boy. B'mamad har Sinai. The Maimad of Arsinai Sheinu Ro'u V'lo Yizor. Our eyes saw. Was no one else. Oznenu Shomanu V'lo Yacher. Ha'esh. V'ha'koylois. V'ha'lapidim. We saw the revelation. V'hu Moshe Rabbeinu Nigash Elei Ha'rofel. He went into the clouds. V'ha'koyl Medaber Elov. And a voice spoke to him. V'onu Shoimim. All of us heard. Moshe, Moshe. Leich emor lohen kach v'kach. Go tell Klal Yisrael so and so. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe, being memana Moshe telling him to tell us. That's the yesod of the emunah. That we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hashem's novi. V'chein hu oimer, the pasuk says, ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem. When the pasuk wants to emphasize the yesod of the emunah, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us ponim beponim directly. V'nemar, as the pasuk says, lo yisav yisaynu koyesh Hashem sabris azois. U'minayin, how do you know that what I'm saying is true? Where do we see that in the Torah Shebeksav? Shemamed arsina levado yuhu harai l'nevuah, so yishu emes, shem b'doifi. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Yisrael, hine anoichi bo'ilecho bo'ov ha'onon, I will come to you and reveal myself in the Onon, Ba'avur Yishma Ha'on B'davri Imach, that the nation should hear when I speak to you. V'gam B'choy Aminu Lo'ilam. And they will believe in you forever. Michlal, Shekoidim Dovar Zeh, that was needed. Before this, Lo Ha'aminu Bo'y Ne'monu She'emenis Lo'ilam, an everlasting Ne'monus. Ela Ne'monu She'ishachare Hu'huru Machshava. Okay. Klor Rambam. That the Ne'monus till Ma'amid Har Sinai had an Ne'monus She'yesh Alei Hu'huru Machshava, that it's not final, it's not absolute. The Psukim throughout our parasha is the Yedatim Ki Ani Hashem Beker Rots V'yodu Ki Ani Hashem, that the Yediyas Hashem is clear through the Makos. How do you fit the two? The answer, I think, is very posh. Very posh. It's true that the absolute Raya She'ein Alei Doifi is only Ma'amid Har Sinai. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with the fact that he gave us Ma'amid Har Sinai, he gave us lessons in Emunah, lessons in Bitochon, to understand his Hanhoga, to understand his Hashgacha. The Ma'amid Har Sinai actually, Einenu Rov Ulaizor, as the Pasuk says, Biyodato Hayoy, Vashivoyser Elav Avecho, which is referring to Ma'amid Har Sinai, Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Bashamayim Ma'alavotim Tochas Ein Oid. And as the Pasuk says, Ata Hor Ei Salodas, Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Ein Oid Mulvabe. We were shown to know. As Chazal explained those Psukim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ripped open the Sheva Rekiim, V'tachti Yoyis Ha'aretz, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a revelation of an understanding to Klal Yisrael, that they saw and they understood the whole essence of the whole Bria. This Sheva Rekiim means all the Olamos Elyonim and the understanding of all the spiritual worlds that exist. That's Ki Hashem Elokim Bashamayim Mima'al, in all the spiritual worlds. V'al'oretz mitochas Einoid. There is nothing that exists not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael achieved that Yodato Hayoim, that Yediyah was achieved by Ma'amid Har Sinai. That's the Ata Horei Solodas Ki Hashem Elokim Einoid Mu'avadai. They saw it and they knew it. It's absolutely true. But the lessons, the ongoing lessons to teach them to be Mekarevit, to the realization how to lead our lives in a way that they would be able to become Avdei Kadosh Baruch Hu in a true way, that was through the Ten Makas. That was through the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Psukim say, speak that out, that the Tachlis of Yod B'Tzrayim Keli Hashem. It's not a steer to the Rambam at all. I don't know if the Mashgiach gave yet his Makas. He gave it this week. Okay. Getting into what? Ramban, the Yesodis of being Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga. Those are lessons in that which we know, because you have to be Makar the Dover to our tangible mitzvahs of appreciating it in a real, real way. Being Jewish is not just theoretically knowing the truth, it's living it hands on. It's a Jewish way of life. It's leading our lives with that recognition, with that knowledge, and living our lives accordingly. And that's the beginning of the parasha. When Moshe Rabbeinu complained in the end of last week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Ha'ariyo Yisalam Azeh, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Roya Nemon, the faithful shepherd, caring for Klal Yisrael, couldn't take to see the pain that they're going through, the tzar that they're going through. And turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Lama Ha'ariyo Yisalam Azeh, why do you make it harder for them? He had Shailas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, as Rashi means, Chaval al Da'avdim. The others weren't like you. The others never challenged when there was tzaras. And as I already mentioned this, the others HaKadoshim put through Nisyonis. And they were loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their lev was shalom with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu comes up to the last Nisayin, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closeness that going on, that Ahava going on between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, withstand the Nisayin. And it was a hard Nisayin. Very hard. Bincha, Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta, and it brought out the godless of Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, Yan, Asher Asisah Dovah Lom, Lechosach Nesmincha Asyidechom, Kivorech Avorechachom, I'll bless you, Haber Zarachot, and you'll get all the blessings of Klal Yisrael, they'll never, and he gives him it all. He comes home, he finds Sarah on the floor, dead. More in Baba Basra. Avraham and Sarah are the shleimus, the dugma of unity. Get into that. Get invited from Mashgiach on Shalom Bayis. Can I hear it there? Avraham Avinu losing Sarah. Faithfully with him through everything together, the unity between them comes home. Could be a greater tragedy. Avram's not faced. He doesn't have where to bury her. He realizes he has to beg from the Bnei Chais, from the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises him Eretz Yisrael. He comes here, Erhot does nish. He has to beg them for a burial plot. He doesn't challenge. He lives an uplifted life with a straight emunah Kadosh Baruch Hu that whatever happens, there's a purpose, and it's for the good. It's a Jewish way of living a life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe Rabbeinu on a level, at the beginning, when Moshe Rabbeinu complained, so to speak, and it was because of seeing the pain of Klal Yisrael, but he didn't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Vo'eiro. El Avrom, El Yitzchak, Vel Yaakov, Bekel Shaka, Yushmi Hashem lo inoidati lehem. They never understood, and they never were shown. The Tashlim Schar. They went after him with blind loyalty, faith. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains it to him. To understand, I'll mention the words from the Mitzvah like Derech Agav, but as I'm saying this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ushmi Hashem lo inoidati lohem. Shmi Hashem, Rashi brings, Shem Havaya. Tashlum Schar, Ani Hashem Neman Lashalim Schar. They didn't fully see it, they didn't see it. It says the Netziv, Derech Agav, I mentioned, Vishmi Hashem Ashmoi Oid, Vishem Mois Ha'ois Yis Shemahaves Ha'olam. The Tzeruf HaShemis and the understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holding the world in its existence, and the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is through his Shemois. It was Lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't teach them the Tzeruf HaShemis of the Bri of Shemayim Va'aretz, which would explain the Maisa Bereishis and the Hanahog continuously understanding the underpinnings going on between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanahog in this world. Masha'in ken Moshe Rabbeinu shehu yod Hashmo Yizbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him Tziruf HaShemes. V'haynu shoma Moshe LaHashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu davened, he said, V'at omarto yidaticho b'shem. Shainu yedi as Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bri of the world was B'dvar Hashem with his shame. The shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the hisgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhog in the Bria. Dvorim which are mufle from us, but as the Nefesh HaChaim brings, that every single, the Mechadesh B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tomid is through a unique Tzeiruf Shemus, which continuously changes. And every day it's a new Bria, with a new Tzeiruf Shemus. And it has its unique Hanhoga, which is comes from the tear of shame. If the world looks like it looks today, it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world anew in this present matziv with the shamus of Hayalofim Tov Shin Ayin Tes. Every Chodesh, it's not for people like us to be mechaven in these things, but whoever decided lately in Siddurim, they have printed on every. In the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, every Chodesh has its Tzeruf HaShemus with its Nekudos. It's not right to daven with that Kavon. It's not for people like us. That's printed. But I'll mention it. This idea that every Chodesh has its unique Tzeruf HaShemus, and as the Nefesh HaChaim says, there is not one day in the Bria that's doyma to the other day. And therefore, today's Shacharis is unique to today, because there won't be another day like today, ever. It never was and never will be. And the whole Yesedus of everything changing, the ongoing happenings in the Bria Keseder, because of the different Bria of Tzeruf HaShemus. And with that, Ein Echanami, Moshe Rabbeinu understood Taka, the underpinnings and under Yesedus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhog in the world on a level that he was able to understand. That is the purpose of all the pain and all the tsar. And what Klal Yisrael went through for a reason. But Benkach Ubenkach, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, the others were loyal even without that ongoing knowledge of understanding everything. They trusted in me because they knew my Hanhoga. That idea that everything is from Kadosh Baruch Hu, because based on the Moira, everything is Yesh Miyayin, and continuously the Hanhoge, and every single fine details, and Yeshem Bekar V'oretz. That's the main lesson that we have to learn from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Practically speaking, it's Mechai of us to appreciate how we have to lead our lives with a tangible, hands-on attitude of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in every aspect and detail of our life. And that is what a life of a Jew is about. Why is a Jew called? Why are Klal Yisrael called Bnei Bechori Yisrael? My Bechor. Why? What's unique about a Bechor? Any of us Bechorim over here? You ever heard your father ever say, "You made me to be a father"? It's an idea. I felt it by my firstborn. Oh, ich bin a tata. Says the Meshech Chochma. Just like the firstborn makes his father into a father, Klal Yisrael makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Let's take it in the right way. Into Elokei Hashamayim V'Haaretz. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation in this world is through the existence of Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says it. Atem Eidai! Haftorah Parshas Bereishis. You are my Eidim. Do you know what the greatest Eidus of a life of a Jew is? The way we lead our lives, that uplifted life. Living our lives as Jews with that full recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis. Living such a life, hands on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as tangible can be. As real as the stones out there are. As real as the sun up there is. That's how we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. The sun is less existent than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course it's less existent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, and it's only there as long as He's creating it. But the basis of all of it is what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Efes Zulosan. Without Him, there's absolute nothingness. All of existence is coming from Him. It's as tangible can be. When a Jew lives that recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoge in his own life, he surrenders to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, realizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest edus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius in this world. Going to Nichum Avelim by Yidlak Reb Menachem should make us feel humbled as a lesson. Emunah, bitochen. Realizing the goodness of Hashem in the face of the most horrific tragedy. Atem Eidai. When we see how the Torah uplifts people, to be able to live lives with such a hecherkeit, being so uplifted from mundane ways of looking at the world, in the most horrific, atrocious pain, to be able to lift oneself up. Ashrei Ya'om Shekoch Aloi. And it brings about to say the Hemshech of the Pasuk. Ashrei Hashem, Ashrei Ya'om Shehashem Eloikov. What's Hashem Eloikov? That we live our lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gliklach is a person who lives this way, his life. Hashem Berchas Avram Bakoil. As I told you the Gemara about Basa Daf Yud Zayin. I read it out to you not long ago, on a Friday. Everything in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matim Tavram Avinu. He wasn't Chaser anything. When a person lives his life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's never chosa. Hashem roi loy echsa. Sometimes things can seem so painful. But at the end of the day, a person has the shleimus, and he has everything. And he's not chosa anything. Hashem roi loy echsa. The Yiddish saying, Hashem should have rachmanis on us. Mizolish geproved werden. We should never be challenged. Mizolish wissen, as the Yiddish saying goes even stronger than that. What the concept of chas v'shalom being geproved werden, being challenged. But let's learn from our Zaydis and our Bobis and all the generations of Jews who stood up in the face of tragedies and nisyonos and stood up and uplifted themselves and acted like malochim, superhumans. They lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating His hands-on in their life in every aspect. A former Talmud was speaking to me this week about certain aspects of Parnassah. Valid worries that he had. I validated his thoughts, his worries on some level. Together with pointing out him how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be part of the picture. I want to share with you one most basic idea. That I spoke out with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that in true sense, it's not shy to live a good life, a functional life, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu being part of our life in a real, tangible way. The world's a very scary place. For an atheist, it's a horrible place. The lack of security that it seemingly would exist if a person divorces HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his life is horrific. How could a person ever really get married in a true, healthy way to commit himself to his spouse? Why should he? Who says she's the right one? Who says he's going to get from her all that he wants to get, so to speak? A person should bring kids to this world. And let's say he already has a profession in his hands. Until he actually has the $2 million that it's going to cost him from when the kid is born till he'll be totally independent on his own. How could he go ahead? And these Jews, they're just nuts. They go get married, they have one kid, another kid. 13 kids, 15 kids. Should we go even Gunson? Ha! You have to be practical, right? So, Rebbe, tell me, some, are you normal? You get married. Okay, so you feel, yeah, you're able to be a Rebbe. Very, very smart. Very nice. Good. Yeah. Charocha's born, Yossi's born, Hershey, begin. Man. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? How are you going to marry him off? Such a stupid question. How are you going to raise? How are you going to live? True. From a divorced place from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's totally nuts. The truth is, life in general is nuts. Life in general is nuts. But for some reason, that which we're used to, we take for granted. Our whole digestive tract, the way it works, we take for granted it's working till now, it's going to continue working. It's absolute, absolute miracle. Absolute miracle. The way our hearts pump. Go into a whole Rabbi Avigdor Miller session on every single part of the body. Go into all this. It's a straightness. It's miraculousness. If you look at a mashu, any systems that you'll begin looking into, it's a push. It's an absolute ness. If chas v'shalom you'll bump into cases where things are not going so well, I have a neighbor, Nebuch, a tam chochem atzum, and I've told you about him, a tam chochem. London muffling. I never saw such a bucky bukulaturakula who could stell on the pintle of a nakuda in a rabban in it in daki dakus a going otsum. For 3 years he hasn't eaten a piece of food. He's not capable of digesting any food. He's living off Baruch Hashem who gave das to doctors. They have some type of food that he can't swallow. He goes into his system with a pipe and a crazy expense. He's been in Los Angeles. Who knows what they spent on him to try to cure him. His digestive tract is basically not working. He hasn't put a piece of food in his mouth, made a bracha. I mean, he does drink, and certain things he is allowed to drink, and otherwise, chas v'shalom, it would all get ruined. But so he has made bracha, but a matzav. Now, what's wrong over there? No one could put their fingers on it. But then when I begin, he's a neighbor I'm very close to. I come to realize, wait, so many things could be so, in 1,000 things could be going wrong without knowing exactly where and what and the cause. And medicine doctors today, the best of the doctors have never figured it out. But then it's every single system is this way. Okay, let's get off. Going into the little details. But Be'etzem, let's go back to the basic yesod. Does it make sense that there is a sun, that there is stars, that there is anything? It's all yesh me'ayin. We come to appreciate the whole existence almost as, when I mean almost miraculous, is because the question is, what does a miracle mean anymore? It's all miraculous. It's just what we get used to. So when people say, well, how will you marry off your kids? As if, what happened till now? How did I ever bring a kid into the world? How did I ever commit myself in marriage? And the answer is, for people who divorce HaKadosh Baruch Hu from their hands-on way of living life, life is hell. Life is hell. All reason to be hell. It is. It's Taka Gehenna. You divorce HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this mitzvah of the world, If you're really sensible, so to speak, as an atheist, you can't take a step. You can never commit yourself to a wife. If you don't believe in Hashgacha Pratis. If you're some acting Jew who has issues with involving Kadosh Baruch Hu too much in your life, like many non-so affiliated, when I mean affiliated, there's many Orthodox Jews who have a problem with living their lives with Hashgacha Pratis. They're always very busy in it. But I don't mean just, I'm not referring to Kaparnos, it's just the Bechlal Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement to this world. It's mind-boggling how people who want to live lives of gashmias and megushim and be rochet from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way they want to lead their lives, they divorce HaKadosh Baruch Hu from their psychs and from their dependency on Him, so to speak. It's a Gehenim of a life. It's Gehenim being married to such a husband. It's a Gehenim being married to such a woman. There could be no trust unless you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you together. How can you with confidence go ahead and bring kids into this world? What do you know what the future is? Ein hanami. A person who divorced a Kadosh Baruch Hu from his life has nothing what to look forward in living a Gishmaka life. It's all who knows what? Nothing secure. Truthfully, nothing secure. Elamai, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a chesed with the brewing while not so connected with him, which includes all of us on some level, that we get used to a pattern and we just continue our lives and we just take things for granted, yes. I'll live forever. I'll be healthy forever. Everything will just work out and fall into place. We live in this type of delusions. It's all part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed with us. But the truth of the matter is, the real way to live is a Jewish way of living a life. Hashem ro'i lo yechsar. As David HaMelech says, ki gomol ale imoy. As the Pasuk in Tehillim describes, that David HaMelech describes, what's so special about life? I'm like a baby. A stupid baby. 6-month-old baby. Is never worried about his next feed. Gives a cry and the mommy feeds. Azeh Zayid, that's a Jewish way of living a life. Hands on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behind everything, with everything. Ani Hashem bekerev haaretz. There's nothing stopping that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And He is with us. Our whole existence is miraculous. It makes sense the way our hearts pump, the way our body functions, and the whole Jewish existence in this world makes sense on a national level. Our whole Mitzvah as a nation is one big nes. As the famous Yaivitz writes, there's no Chai Hashem. He says the greatest nace of it all is that the Jewish nation's around on a national level, that we're still here. It's a fantastic nace. Harry, all those people in the world who hate spirituality, they hate the Jews, they hate their guts. It's so crazy. We all know how crazy it is, the anti-Semitism. It's crazy. It's retarded. It's not normal. You have the United States, different Christian groups, everyone should come to Israel to see the Zionist Nazis, the way they treat the Palestinians. Mamish! It's absurd. Absurd. It's absurd. We all know how absurd it all is. Where's all that coming from? That hatred to the Jew. That hatred. Is it normal? No. It's sick. You'll distort any reality and where's it all coming from? That hatred to spirituality, but at the end of the day, we survived thousands of years of this. How? What? Straight nace. Our whole existence is one nace. Pasuk says, in Mizmor Shir, how? Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos was said by Adam Rishon on the saying Shir on the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Together with the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how the Chacham understands the Bria, and then there's the Tipish, the Ksil. What does he say? Lo Yovenes Zos. Das versteht er nicht. He says something doesn't make sense. He takes one aspect of the Bria. Das verstehe ich nicht. He says the nerve of the finger, how they work, das versteht er nicht. The nerve systems, how the sense of touch at the tip of the finger exactly works, das versteht er nicht. Größe kluge, big smart guy. You understand everything else? Okay. Same aspect is in many aspects. B'derech Moshel, well, Rebbe, this nekuda doesn't make sense what practically how things will work out. But that's a difference between a chacham and a ksil. Magodlo ma'asecho Hashem mo'id omku machshvoisecho ish bar lo yedo uchsil lo yovin es zois. Points to one pintele, das verstehst du nicht. And the ganze Bria verstehst du, ja. Nakodesh Baruch Hu's hands. Gavoya mikol gavoya. This chochma is greater than everything. And lucky we are that we're dependent on Nakodesh Baruch Hu. And that dependency could, if we actually let it happen and we make it happen, that can make us a tremendous closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tremendous kirva. Ani kirva selekim li toiv. The goodness of that. And our dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that closeness. When we live our lives that way, oy, there's nothing sweeter than being a Jew. Being a Jew connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Better than kol tzuf. Nothing of olam hazeh can give anyone anything that is comparable b'chlal to the sweetness of a Jew living a Jewish life. But it's an avoda. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives and to live it in a very, live HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very, very tangible way. That's what being a Jew is all about. And that's the creation of our nation in Yetzias Mitzrayim with all of these lessons. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally involved in our lives. And that's the goal that we have to have. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. And to live a life of Atan Eidai. To be uplifted beings. That every aspect of the way we live our lives shine HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in this world. A good Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.